home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage, value, and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East to Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back, Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosier Land TV, WILO Archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierLandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. And our guest today is Sean Reeves, Boone County Chamber Executive Director. Sean, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm just here talking to our mailman right now. We're you know, holding court on a Monday morning. So there you go.
Solving the world's problems, right?
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
I was just reading during the break there where Warren Buffett says the key to a long marriage is finding someone with low expectations.
Well, that's me and my mailman. We have expectations for everybody else.
There you go.
But I heard you guys before the break. I don't think you're going to have any advertisement coming in from Sky Lake anytime soon.
Well, maybe not, but that's a little pricey, don't you think?
You know, it's tough. I try to be careful because I'm not. I don't know the ins and outs of everybody's different industries and their price points. I guess I always say that if people are willing to pay it, I guess it's the right price. But I'm shocked every day when I go through certain places and I'll be like, "Oh my gosh, why is it so darn expensive?" You know what I mean? And I think we're all feeling the. You know, I'm not gonna. Like I said, I can't speak to their business model specifically, but I think that in general, when I talk to our community. We're all feeling a little sticker shock on everything from groceries to cars to everything in between,
sure.
You know, and, you know, it's just a really tough time. You know, I'm hopeful that, gas and oil prices are going to come down here and, you know, we'll be on the right track with that. But I just know talking to a lot of our members, you know, it's tight for every business and it's tight for community members as well. So it's just a, you know, I think the businesses that prosper are the ones that try to be thoughtful in their pricing structure and make sure that they're serving the community while making money at the same time. You know what I mean? I think that's the key. But it is hard. I mean, it's, you know, and you're not the first people I've heard talking about it. There might have been some talking about it by my wife as well. So.
That was a very Switzerland answer, I want you to know.
Yeah.
Taking the high ground. I like that.
And I understand it. I know what you're saying about business models and everything, but by looking at other business models as far as longevity, I mean, look at Holiday World, look at Indiana Beach, you know, we look at all these different places, even what used to be called Kings Island, you know, all of those places, and you look at the longevity of it. Pricing was a lot of it, and I think it's a cool amenity. I think it's going to be great as they continue to build all the different things that they've got to it, but I think they're going to shoot themselves in the foot if they don't get that part of it under control.
Well, and the one thing I'll say is, and this is not chamber director, this is me as an individual saying, I don't have young kids anymore, so I've got one who's married and off the payroll, and then I've got another one that's is a senior in high school now. So Disney is not on my planned trips. I think we went 4 or 5 years ago. It was before COVID. I want to say the last time we went. I think it was when my daughter was graduating because her high school band performed at Disney World. But I've always, you know, every 3 to 4 years we went as a family. I went when I was a kid. And I've seen some of the recent pricing that they've done. And it's not on a list of vacations I would want to go to anymore. Now, part of that is that, you know, I'm older. And I don't really have an interest. I know there's people who do, and I'm not, you know, you spend your money how you want to spend it. I feel like they've gotten into a deal where they just nickel and dime you on everything there, you know, and I think that's part of it too, is like the nickel and diming of things where, well, you can get this park hopper pass for this, right? But then if you want the lightning pass and you want this and you want the meal plan and you want, you know, and it just gets to a point where it's like, I prefer an all-inclusive vacation, and one of the reasons I have enjoyed that in the past has been I know what I'm spending from the outset. I know that I'm going to spend this amount, and my meals are included, and my drinks are included, and unless we leave the resort, basically everything's kind of boxed in, and I prefer that type of experience.
Yeah, I do too.
And then I don't have to worry. I don't have to, every time my kid wants an ice cream cone, I'm not thinking about the money coming out of my pocket, right? And I hate to have that kind of philosophy, but it is, you know, I mean, we live in a tight economy right now, and I just think that as businesses, if you're not taking care of your customers, and part of that is kind of controlling the pricing to them and not hitting them with sticker shock, you're probably, you know, you'll still have people that'll be brand loyal and are going to come to you, and, you know, there's a ton of people that'll probably go check that out this summer. It's whether they'll get them back in the coming summers.
Yeah,
because once you get past the, hey, it's new and we want to check it out, we want to see it, then comes, these are your loyal customers that are going to come back to you time and time again. And I will tell you that one of the businesses I was really impressed by here in Lebanon was Savvy Sliders, because they came to town and their prices were a little high for the market, and they recognized that and they lowered their prices because they said, we don't want to be known as the most expensive burger in town, we want to be known as the best burger in town. And I thought that was really an incredible thing to do, because they were very thoughtful. And they didn't go from, you know, here to here. They didn't drop it, but, you know, but they, they right-sized it for the community, and I thought that was very thoughtful of their owners, and it was the local ownership that did that, and they're Indiana people, and I thought that was great that they had the wherewithal to do that, and were able to do it as franchisees, saying, hey, we're going to lower this a little bit, so because that's the feedback we've gotten, is, hey, people are enjoying our food, but they can't come a couple times a week because they can't afford it a couple times a week, maybe, you know, for some of those families, and so they lowered it a little bit. I thought that was great.
Yeah, very smart on their part, actually.
Yeah, and they, so there's, everybody's, without knowing what the back end is and what it costs to do all those floats and all those things, I don't know. I mean, maybe that is the price that needs to be there, and we're, but I do understand that's been talked about a lot, I think, about, wow, so it's not the cheapest day out, let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those plant. You definitely have to gear up to it and plan for it, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
well, speaking of gearing up, I mean, come on, Boone County. Every time we talk to you, it's like there's something else, another announcement, well, another economic growth, opportunity. It's amazing. So, so what's happened since the last time we talked to you?
Well, we've continued to see growth in our community, and one of the things that we're seeing now is what I would call the ripple effects of some of those big announcements. So what we continue to see, at least from a chamber perspective, is our membership has grown based on, when you have an Eli Lilly come to town, just using them as an example, they have lots of ancillary businesses and vendors that serve them that are now going to be really active in our community, and you're seeing that right now by businesses that are going to either put offices here or have more of a presence in Boone County, and they want to be involved. And then the other piece that I think has been really, that you're going to start seeing grow up here really quickly, is Cardin Associates, which put in the Farmers Bank Fieldhouse, which is the home of the Lebanon Leprechauns, as well as all kinds of travel sports, everything from, they have tennis in there, they have basketball, volleyball, football, green space, baseball, softball practices going on, everything going on in there. The area around them, they're going to be developing that whole area with different mixed-use restaurant and retail. So as you're driving by that area, you see them moving dirt constantly, and you're seeing now they're moving pretty quickly, and you're going to see some of these buildings start to go up and some of those folks coming in. So what it continues to add is more depth to our community. It's going to add a lot more amenities, different flavors for restaurants and different, different things like that. And then, we see a lot of, growth in our small business as well. We've got a new Cardin Hobby Shop opening on the square. We have a new high-end sandwich shop that's going to open on the square called Pickles, which is a local restaurateur who currently has a restaurant within the Four Fingers Gathering Place distillery. The restaurant in there calls the Gathering House, and now he's opening a secondary location, and he's also got a catering company called On the Go Catering. So just lots of different growth. We're getting a cigar bar downtown as well called Backroom Cigar Bar, which is going to be opening late summer. Wally's, which is a competitor to Bucky's, is going to be opening right on 65 here by the end of the month. So it's just been nonstop growth and all kinds of good things coming on board. So it's been an exciting time for us.
Wow. You've just been on with us for a couple seconds, and you really threw a lot out there in that time.
Yeah. Well, it's a Monday morning. I'm on my third cup of coffee, so I just shot out of a can.
No, that's great. I mean, it's just, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I'm not really surprised, but I mean, you guys have a great location. You're right there by 65. You've got all of this growth, but boy, it's moving to the square as well, it sounds like.
Yeah, Heart of Lebanon, Missy Kruelk and her group, are just amazing, and they have really done a nice job, and Mayor Gentry from his time had been, the downtown revitalization has been one of the things that has been a real touchstone for his administration. He wanted to see that that downtown marketplace come back, and Missy in her time with the Heart of Lebanon, which I think is, they've had their 10-year anniversary, I believe, they have really just been focused on not only like bringing good businesses into downtown that fit what we want the profile of downtown to be, but then supporting them once they get here. And there's going to be changes. I mean, those, you know, that's an asshole. But, you know, I think over half those buildings have had some sort of remodel done to them, facelift, different things going on. They've been able to get some grant dollars for revitalization grants. And so there's just a lot going on. We also have a building that's totally being revitalized. It's going to have some really unique businesses. And I think they're still probably about six, you know, 8 months to a year away from getting that done. Don't quote me on that, but I think that there's going to be some unique, another restaurant going in there and some unique items going in there and properties. So, yeah, we're excited about that. And I think that anytime you can come down, they just passed Adora's in place now for the weekend. So Adora's a designated outdoor refreshment area, which means if you buy a specialty cup at one of the participating places and you want to go from one restaurant to another or walk around downtown and, you know, go to the different shops, you can take a refreshment with you. And there are some, you know, it's not all week. There's specific days and hours. But that, I think that's going to add to, especially in the summer times, you know, the goal of Heart of Lebanon, they've said for a long time, is to have people linger longer. That means they're going to spend at our local businesses. Most of these businesses are local entrepreneurs that have, you know, have shops and eateries in this area. So I think it's going to be great for the community and great for those businesses.
Yeah, I'm excited about some of those. A cigar bar, and I'm a Bucky's lover, so to have a Wally's, isn't that what you said? It's called a Wally's? I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out. So they've got three or four, I believe, in the country. I think they're based out of Illinois, I want to say. But they have joined the chamber a while back to start raising awareness, start hiring people. So they still are hiring people, too. So if anybody's looking for jobs, but it's a pretty unique concept. You know, it's kind of, they have all the different foods there. I mean, it's a armada of gas pumps in front of the thing. So get in easy and out. And it'll add a lot to Whitestown. So we're excited about it. And I can tell you just from a few conversations we've had with their leadership, they are thrilled to be coming to Indiana and to Boone County. And they are really, really excited. And it just says a lot about Boone County that we're being chosen for these unique, different styles of projects. Not everything is based around LEAP. A lot of it is, you know, different growth in our manufacturing and warehouse sector. A lot of it is LEAP, obviously, but you look back at what Whitestown has. I just went this weekend. We have a brand new tap room. It's called Paws and Taps, and it's you can bring your dog in and get a beer, and it's a row of taps. So it's 21 and over. You got to be obviously an adult, but you get a card when you get there, and so you have you'll have a Sun King, a Modelo. All these different brands, and you just can try different beers, and then they've got a back fenced-in area with bocce ball and different things like that, but there's dogs there. There are probably 20 dogs there just hanging out as well, so I would highly recommend people check that out. That's in Whitestown as well, right off the Legacy Corridor.
Oh, that's cool. By the way, Sean Reeves, Boone County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, is our guest on Party Line today.
Well, you talked about the LEAP project and Eli Lilly, all the expansion out there. Now you've got Meta's bringing in that $10 billion data center. But I was fascinated to find out that Meta had a American Workforce Academy. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that came about?
Yeah, so Meta, when they came to town, they were very, I would say deliberate in the fact that they want to be part of this community. And so they immediately got involved with the Boone County Economic Development Corporation and the team over there. And, you know, they focus on, they're a big factor in bringing a lot of these businesses to Boone County. That's really their number one thing. And so Andrea Kern and her team have done a great job. And so, and then they also joined the chamber, which we appreciated. And so, it wasn't just that. I mean, they've given money to Boone County schools to help fund our internship programs and making sure that we are helping get, these juniors and seniors connected to internships. And this is kind of an extension of that, I would say. I mean, it's a much larger investment than what they made there. But the goal is to get people, into a 5-week training program that hopefully will help them find a job afterwards. And basically, they need people, around the country to work on these data centers. And so a lot of the positions and roles are support roles, like, you know, laying the fiber and doing all the different things that have to go with that. And there's, if people are interested in learning more about it, there, the press release is actually in the news section of the Boone Chamber website, and you can read more about it there. But it's pretty exciting to see, you know, the investment not only in our community, but in, you know, modernizing the workforce and giving them some skills to work on some of these projects.
Well, I know, you know, we've been talking about workforce and different places hiring. What's that look like for Boone County with all these businesses coming in? Are the, is there enough interest in jobs in within the county to support that, or are you looking to see more people come into the county to support these jobs?
I think you're naturally going to see growth to the county, but what we also I think are seeing is that the whole region is kind of seeing a growth because of that. And so what I always say, one of the really unique things about Boone County is we've got different living experiences based on what your desires are. You know, a Zionsville to a Whitestown to 11 are three very unique communities. They've all got great pluses. But if you're moving from outside of the area, you really can kind of pick different areas, and that's not even including, you know, some of our more rural settings, which a lot of people are looking for that, and that would be, you know, the Advances, Jamestown, Thorntowns of the world. So we've got unique experiences, and then what we're also seeing is people are choosing maybe to live a little bit farther away and maybe choosing a Hamilton County, a Montgomery County, obviously Clinton, Hendricks. We've even have, and we have a lot of people who are going to be commuting down from Tippecanoe County that want to stay there. So I think the whole region benefits from these types of projects, and we're excited to continue to see that. You know, we would love to have people, you know, choosing Boone County. We think it's a great county, but we also understand we're not the perfect fit for everybody. And so we just love that the whole region is benefiting. And that's one of the things when we've seen growth in our chamber, about 15% of our growth over the past 3 years has been from outside of the of Boone County, that people joining the chamber because they want to see kind of what's going on and want to let the residents of Boone County know, hey, here's what's going on next door. We've got some exciting stuff going on over here, you know. A great example of that is Shoups. You know, Shoups is a longtime supporter of the Boone County Chamber. They're obviously very involved in, and located in Clinton County, so they kind of straddle the line there. So they're involved in both communities, and I think both communities benefit from having such not only a great restaurant, but such a great, you know, member of the community. They're super supportive of all of our efforts, and so we love to have them involved as well.
I know, you know, with all this economic growth and with all the population growth, how is the housing in Boone County? I know you had some duplexes that were being remodeled. You had some other opportunities for housing. What's that looking like for you guys right now?
I think we still need more inventory, and I would say what we want to see as a chamber is more styles of inventory at different price points and different levels, just so, you know, not everybody wants to live in a duplex, not everybody wants to live in a mansion. There's, you know, there's got to be stuff in between those two, you know. And so we're seeing more apartments come online in Boone County. We're seeing some different styles, but I think, you know, we just talked about affordability, you know, when we started the conversation, and I think that really gets felt in the housing sector. You know, we have to, the thing we've been told is, you know, stay away from the term affordable housing, because affordable is a subjective term, and what I think affordable is and what you think may be two totally different things, right? So we've been told to call it workforce housing, which means that, you know, someone who's working in a manufacturing setting, it might be an hourly wage, could still afford to live there. And that's what I want to see more of. I think that we need to have more of those opportunities. The other challenge that we have in Boone County right now is that all this development is great. Our business community is super excited about it. Some of our other community members maybe not as excited. And knowing that, we do have a lot of construction workers that are going to be in town for the next year, 2 years. And I think that you're going to continue to see that because LEAP's not done growing. And so you're going to have new projects coming that will bring construction workers from outside of the area. We love to see all those jobs going to our local subs, hopefully. But there's still, you know, there's just not enough construction workforce living in Boone County currently to support all of these projects. So the numbers I've heard are 4,000 to 5,000 construction workers that are here on a daily basis, working on all the LEAP project, to the Meta project, to the developments down in Whitestown and even on Zionsville. you're seeing a ton of work, construction workforce in town. And so that's filling up hotels, and more than hotels, it's, you know, they're bringing trailers sometimes and different living experiences. Tiny houses have been talked about. So just trying to find places for all these folks to lay their heads down on the pillows at night is a challenge. And so I think that to say that we need more, yes, we will always need more, I think, and the growth continues to come.
Well, I know we're pushing the clock on time, but there are some things on your calendar at the Chamber. So let's go through the calendar. What's coming up?
Yeah, so, you know, as we get to the end of June here, we have a off the clock this Thursday. That's our networking event. So we would invite any business leader that's interested in the Chamber to come out to that. That's going to be hosted by Hoosier Heartland State Bank and Meridian Title this month, but it's actually going to be at Four Finger Distillery, which is right on the square here in Lebanon, one of the great businesses we discussed here in Lebanon. So that's at 4:30 this Thursday. And anybody's welcome to come and meet some good people. We have a Founders Forum the following Thursday, and that's going to be talking about cybersecurity. You can sign up for that on our all these you can sign up for on our website. And then the following week, we have our Culinary Collective, and that's for our restaurant owners and operators that are interested in talking about. It's going to be we have a special trainer coming in from Ball State to talk about elevating your customer experience while they're in your restaurant. So, three different things, 3 weeks in a row, that we're pretty excited about. From a community aspect, our next big event is going to be August 29th, and that is our Boone County Bites Food Festival. And it's basically a tasting festival. You pay $25 for a ticket, and that covers any of your non-alcoholic beverages and all your sample bites. It runs for 3 hours. It's at the Boone County the Boone County Fairgrounds at the Witham Pavilion. And so we would encourage you can get those tickets on Eventbrite. If you put in Boone County Bites into the search bar, it should come up for you. And so it's a tasting festival, and I believe that there's an early bird on that saves you some money if you get in June. So I think 25 is after July 1st. So I believe it drops it to, I think it's 15 or 20 bucks. But you'll save a little bit of money if you buy early. So that is August 29th, and a lot of the great restaurants from around Boone County will be involved in that. Everything from Backroads Barbecue to Boone County Cake Company will all be there set up stands. And like I said, your food you do not pay for. You come in, you pay whatever you bought your ticket for, and you will not you won't leave hungry, that's for sure. It is a 21 and over event because you can buy a beer or wine while you're there if you would like. So we just make it 21 and over to make sure everybody's legal and we're not dealing with any problems on that front.
You know, we won't have a chance to talk to you again before the 4th of July, and we're celebrating the 250th this year. Is Boone County down there doing anything in particular to celebrate the big year?
Well, I tell you, you know, Boone County and Lebanon specifically, we take 4th of July serious over here, you know. And so even if it wasn't 250, you better have your chair up on the parade route a couple days early. You better be ready. You might have to pitch a tent and make sure you got your spot. So I say everybody else, you know, Fourth of July is like Christmas over here, and so it's always exciting. They have the parade. I know Discover Boone County, I think, has got some stuff going on. So there's a lot of great great events going on around that weekend here, and they take it very seriously, and I love it. I love that we've got such patriotism in our community. They care very much about honoring the legacy. They've already got some really cool 250 signage up and around our courthouse and on the square. I encourage everybody, even if you can't come over on 4th of July, come check it out because it's really beautiful. It really makes you proud of our community that we're honoring the history of our country, and I love to see it.
One last question. If you had the magic wand, what would you like to see still come to Boone County, or what is something you would like to have there? Talk about that.
So I'm an eater. I'm a food guy.
I love
and
that.
So, and I'm super excited, like I said, about pickles coming and the gourmet, because I love a good sandwich. I think one of the, if we had a hole in our game, we don't have a really, what I would call a sit-down, family-friendly Italian restaurant, at least in Lebanon, and even in Greater Boone County, there's not a ton. I want more sit-down options, and I would love to have a something with just an Italian flavor to it. So I always, you know, when we have bites, it always gives us a little bit of a highlight of all these different taste profiles. And we've got a ton of barbecue, and that's great because I love barbecue. but I'd like to see us doing, you know, some different things like that. I have heard tell of maybe a sushi restaurant coming to Lebanon, so I think that'll help things out and do that. That's probably a little bit of ways yet, but yeah, we just want to continue to see different styles of food and different flavors, and that I think that attracts people to your community more when they can get different types of things, especially when you have all these people coming in for all the sports tournaments out at the Farmers Bank Fieldhouse. I think having those different flavors, and when they come in, having them, that adds to people saying, hey, let's make sure we go back to that tournament because they had that really fun thing that we could do, that really great restaurant. You know, a lot of the teams are coming for the tournament, but they want to be taken care of while they're here, and that's important for us.
No, I agree with you. I think they do as well. Sean Reeves is the Boone County Chamber Executive Director. Thank you so much for joining us again today. It's always great having you on, and we look forward to next month then.
Excellent. Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful week.
Thanks, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sean Reeves, Boone County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. Man, he hit that running today, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a lot on his plate.
Yeah, a lot of information and a lot of stuff going on. Great. And talking about 4th of July, that parade is huge.
Is it?
It is huge. And he's not kidding. They put chairs out 24 hours before, 48 hours before. People are staking their claim on the parade route.
Well, Ellen says that they're going to be having a great park here this year as well. They've been working on that for several months, and they're bringing some new things this year to 4th of July in the park as well to celebrate the 250th celebration. So we'll keep you updated on that as we get closer to that. And I'm not sure she might even be on, I think. Isn't she coming on?
I think Ellen might be coming on.
Somebody from the Parks Department will be on before the 4th of July.
Yeah, Ryan will be on here Thursday.
All right.
So.
All right.
For sure.
Well, thank you again for joining us for Party Line here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Have a great and safe day, everybody.